This year's three-day event is in Pierce County in western Wisconsin. Jim Harsdorf is a member of the Technology Days Advisory Board. He says farmers want to show they're good stewards of the land.
To make sure that we tell our story, which is going to be both in the education tent, the youth tent, the story about how hard we work to produce high-quality food the consumer can be confident in, but also that we're doing it as efficiently as possible, reducing the amount of energy that we use.
Pierce County Extension Ag Agent Greg Andrews says the owners of the Peterson Farm, this year's site, have worked to preserve soil and water quality. He says they own land along a portion of the Kinnickinnick River, also known as the Kinney. The river in the area is often used for trout fishing and other recreational pastimes.
Not here at Farm Tech Day's site, but over to adjoining property they own. They actually have a picnic area, camping area that now three generations have enjoyed along the Kinney.
The 2010 Wisconsin Farm Technology Days runs through Thursday. 60,000 to 80,000 are expected to attend. Several new devices will be introduced at the event, including a unit that can be installed on a bulk milk tank that gives information on when the interior was washed and what temperature the milk was stored at. There are other exhibits at the 2010 Wisconsin Farm Technology Days on topics such as fly fishing and winemaking. Steve Rysom, Wisconsin Public Radio.